It's Tuesday, September 28th, 2021, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. A security update. People are dying. Disproportionate impact on people of color of identity theft. And did you know about the weeks of outages in VoIP? This is the business of tech. As a follow-up to the Microsoft AutoDiscover problem from last week, they're registering a variety of domains like autodiscover.com, .uk, and .de. Despite their efforts to try and minimize the leak, a fix for that AutoDiscover issue will still be required. There's also a bug in Windows Platform Binary Table, which allows a rootkit, and it dates back to Windows 8. Microsoft recommends use of a Windows Defender application control to restrict binaries. Microsoft has also announced that basic authentication will be turned off on October 1st of next year for all Exchange Online users. And they also published information about a new attack by Nobelium of SolarWinds hack fame, which is a backdoor to Active Directory Federation services. In new vectors of attack news, how about Google Ads? Microsoft is reporting about the Zloader malware being spread via Google Ads. Zloader operators are buying Google keyword ads to distribute several strains. Not an entirely new technique, just a much, much larger reach. And direct from The Verge, almost a quarter of healthcare organizations that were hit with a ransomware attack in the last 2 years said they had increases in patient death rates in the aftermath, according to a new report sponsored by cybersecurity company Sensinet. On the regulation front, the head of CISA testified last week to the Senate in favor of requiring critical infrastructure owners and operators, federal contractors, and agencies to report attacks to CISA within 24 hours of detection. The debate ranges between 24 hours to 72 hours to 7 days for a reporting window. There's clearly momentum for cybersecurity as there is a rewrite of the law governing federal information security requirements and procedures maneuvering through Congress right now. Why do we care? I feel like this is the tactical portion of the show. It's a lot. I'm going to focus on one here, that research about the increase in patient death rates. The problem is literally killing people. Will the momentum for regulation make a difference? Watching that trend is the reason to take notice. And speaking of cybercrime, a study by Malwarebytes with the nonprofits Digenuity and the Cybercrime Support Network found that just 47% of Black and Indigenous people of color were able to avoid a financial impact due to identity theft compared to 59% of overall respondents. Compared to overall respondents, that group on average reported more than $400 in financial losses. Quoting from CyberScoop, 47% sounds like, okay, well, that's not so bad. It's like 50-50, whether you're losing money, right? But 47% is compared to 59% of all respondents, said David Ruiz, an online privacy advocate at Malwarebytes. That means that everyone else has a better chance at not being financially hit. Everyone else has a better chance of skirting by kind of unscathed. Why do we care? Are you surprised? An honest question to ask. Are you surprised? This is a second-order effect worthy of further study and of addressing. I maintain there's opportunity in knowing, which is why I'm highlighting it. So, I don't generally cover outages. A cloud outage, like Microsoft 365 or AWS, is generally resolved by the time the podcast is released. That said, what about an outage that lasts 10 days or several weeks? Or how about the one right now going on for 4 days? Because bandwidth.com has been under attack since September 25th, and outages have been reported by Twilio, Accent, Dialpad, Phone.com, and RingCentral. That multiple days attack was earlier this month on VoIP.ms, which was an extortion attack where the threat actors were demanding payment to stop the attacks. Why do we care? So tip of the cap to Ray for highlighting the multiple days nature of these attacks. He correctly states that MSPs care because they're the first stop for support issues, and they need to know how to communicate the effects and options to client as it impacts their business. I'm including a link to the YouTube video with Tom Lawrence on strategies for VoIP attack mitigation. The impact to 911 services also is a reason to care. Telecommunications is infrastructure in a different way than many other cloud services. There's a surprisingly small amount of coverage on this. Why? How is impact to 911 service not making larger headlines? Is this cybersecurity fatigue taken to its logical extreme? If that's the case, that's very scary, and another reason to care. Threats to client data constantly evolve, so your strategies must evolve too. But knowing where to get good guidance isn't always easy. Well, nowhere will you hear more helpful insights from leading cyber protection experts than at the Acronis CyberFit Summit. I'm going this year in person in Miami, and you should join me. Experts like Eric Simpson, Larry Walsh, and Acronis' Amy Luby will show you how to boost profits, reduce risk, and improve your team's productivity, as well as the latest cybersecurity strategies, technologies, and processes. In person and online, learn more about the Acronis CyberFit Summit World Tour at acronis.events. Thanks for listening. I will talk to you again tomorrow. Let me know what you think about that outage coverage. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSPradio. Want to reach our listeners? MSPradio.com/engage.